Welcome to this month's edition of Our Working Waterfront with yours truly, Chris Bricker, along with my co-hosts, Board Commissioner Pam Petronic, and our Port Director, Aaron Berg. Each month, we bring you an update on news and personalities surrounding our vibrant maritime community. We're in the boatyard today, and Pam will be giving a guided tour with our guests from the Port Townsend Maritime Academy, instructor Kelly Watson and her students. First, let's get a report from Aaron Berg and then join our guests who are starting their morning with the Marina Cafe's famous muffins, hot chocolate, or a cup of Java. All right, Aaron, we're sitting out here trying to stay warm out in the boatyard, eating muffins from the Marina Cafe. And what's going on this month?
Well, it's a month with a bit of transition. Commissioner Bill Putney wraps up his term of service, and Commissioner-elect Carol Hossey joins the board starting the 1st. Really want to thank Bill for so many things that he's done, but probably the leading items are, you know, championing the Industrial Development District levy that's funding so much infrastructure and getting us an automated weather observation system at the airport, which is crucial for life flight helicopters to be able to come to Port Townsend and save lives in marginal weather. We're continuing our work in Quilcene. We'll continue working with the community on the visioning for the future. And on the 15th, we'll have a joint town hall with the city, the PUD, and the port to continue talking with the community about the Sims Way project, the poplars, the power lines, and the boatyard. And with that, we'll just keep working on here at the port and look forward to January.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Elliot Erickson.
Hi, I'm Aiden. Aiden Murray.
I'm Iris.
I'm Manny.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Lonnie.
Hi, I'm Owen.
Yo, what's up? Name's Austin.
My name's Daniel.
My name is Chloe.
My name is Jason.
Hi, I'm Holden.
Hi, my name's Mark.
I'm Sterling.
My name's Kelly Watson. I'm the Port Townsend Maritime Academy Career Technical Education Teacher with the Port Townsend School District and West Sound Technical Skills Center, housed down at the Northwest Maritime Center. This is part of Advanced Maritime Operations class, where we learn all about the maritime industry and about operating boats.
And who's with us this morning here?
We have 18 students who are from 4 different school districts, so Port Townsend School District, Chimicum School District, North Kitsap School District, Bremerton School District.
Every time I think about boats, the very first thing I think about is the weather. And so I checked the weather forecast today. I can't believe it's not snowing, but and then there's also I check the tides. Another thing I think about every time I come down to the water is that this place has been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and there's always been boats. I mean, they were making boats for thousands of years. That's how people got around. About 150 years ago in this place, they started building ships. And then about 100 years ago, people in Port Townsend wanted to make sure that part of our waterfront always stayed open to boats and people getting out on the water. Because as businesses started coming in and buying up things, there started to be less and less access. So a port is a public access place. So 100 years ago, port buys this property with the people who live here's funds. And then about 50 years ago, this travel lift was purchased and marine trade started filling the yard. It was pretty much, you know, just a few people around until about 50 years ago. So today when we go through the boatyard, you're going to see a lot of different types of boats. And then you're going to see different types of what those boats are made out of. Of course, 100 years ago, most boats were made out of wood. Now they're made out of steel. They're made out of aluminum and fiberglass. If you think about where we are geographically in the world, we've got the North and South America, the continent here, and we're right about in the middle of the continent, on the outer edge. Just 75 miles out that way, you've got the ocean. 700 and some miles up this way, you've got Alaska. 700 miles down the coast, you've got California, Mexico. A few days out west, you've got Hawaii. So when you touch this water, you're connected with the whole rest of the world. Think about rowboats, paddle boards, kayaks, canoes, catamarans, all those things you can start off on. You're going to see some big boats today. We'll go over to the haul out. If you look over there right now, the 300-ton lift has got a 70-foot boat that is hauled out today for an inspection. At about 10 o'clock, there's going to be on the 75-ton lift. Maybe it's coming right now. Yeah, here it is coming right now. This boat, sailboat, has been inside the Shipwrights Co-op being worked on, and it's going to be launched. So we should just walk over there right now.
Pretty fun job. Get to meet a lot of cool people and see a lot of cool boats. If you guys like boats, definitely a good spot to be.
Fine work, John.
I need to raise a kid. I cook in restaurants. I just decided to jump and make a change into something different. This position kind of like opened up, and boom. Now I've been here for between 15 and 16 years. Yeah, we got a total of 6 people that move these boats around. I only have one other person right now that drives that machine with me. Me and him switch off day to day just so that we're not doing the same thing every day, kind of mix it up a little bit. They're essentially doing the same thing, but there's a lot more to pay attention to a little bit and watch out for on that machine because you're dealing with a lot larger and heavier boats.
Yeah.
All right, so if I could, for the watching part of this, if I could get you guys to line up along that dock right there, would be great.
My name's Corey Rubin. I work at Haven Boat Works in the yard here in Port Townsend, Boat Haven. I'm an alumni of the Wooden Boat Building School in Port Hadlock, Northwest School of Wooden Boat Building. I've been a shipwright for a couple years now in different capacities, modern composites and traditional wooden boat building, mostly repair. That's pretty much it, learning every day. We all kind of do a little bit of everything. It's kind of like you're a boat doctor, I guess. You're like a practicing boat doctor, and we all specialize in our own little fields. Like I've got the composite, epoxy, carbon fiber, more lightweight, fast stuff experience. But that's fun to melt that together with traditional. And it's all really happening, which is fun. It's really busy. Really busy. We definitely need anybody who wants to come help out in the next couple of years. Feel free. There's probably a job for you. But yeah, it's fun work. The weather's not so nice in the winter. But can't be beautiful all the time, you know. I work around my bench here because I figured boats are outside, so I just wanted like my dream bench outside. I'll kind of pull it around and park it right next to whatever I'm working on. But you get to be really inventive and creative, and sometimes you get to follow plans, so you kind of get the whole deal. And woodworking all the way through electrical and plumbing and welding, and you kind of get to dabble in everything. So
I really like your bench. I think it's like such a cool setup.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this was like a necessity build. I started teaching myself how to draw on the computer, how to use a CAD program, and that let me, and I had this trailer, just something I already had, cheap little trailer. And so I just designed something to just sit right on it and bolt to it. And then I started figuring out what tools I wanted to have, and I designed it around that. And it's got a little library up here so I can reference my boat building books. We got like an old tool cabinet right here, and feel free to poke around if you want. I got a mini fridge and a microwave in it.
No way.
Are you serious?
Really? This is continued education, being in the yard. Could you come straight to the yard and start sweeping the floor? Yes. But you'll learn the language and you'll learn the right way to do it first. That's a good
one. Hi, my name is Esther Whitmore and I'm a shipwright at Haven Boat Works in Port Townsend.
I've been working here at Haven for 4 years now, and I like it. I started out a few years ago doing a winter apprenticeship. I was working as crew on The Adventurous down here. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that boat. So I was working as crew on that boat, and then they came in for a winter yard period. And I stayed on as a volunteer apprentice that winter and learned a lot of basics with carpentry and stuff. And then I just started working here on and off over the years and building up my skill little by little. So for people that think they might be interested in doing a career like this in boat building, there's different routes you can take to get there. A lot of people go through the boat school. And that's a great way to learn the fundamentals of boat building and basic carpentry skills. And then some folks also just do on-the-job apprenticeships. You know, I think for a lot of trades, not just boat building, that's also an option. There's paid apprenticeships for a lot of trades. If you go through the unions, you can find an apprenticeship program. So there's really a lot of routes depending on, you know, what your learning style is. Some people learn better hands-on, some people learn better in the classroom at first. So if you're interested in it, just remember there's a lot of different avenues to get here, and also a lot of different trades that are really useful. You know, I do carpentry, but there's also a big need for electricians, plumbers, people that work on hydraulics, people that like welding, you know. So all kinds of things, really. A lot of options in the maritime trades. Yeah, where to take your life after high school. I think there's a lot of pressure to go to college or follow a certain path. And it's good, I think, to remember that there's just a lot of different paths you can take to become a successful adult with a well-paying job even, you know. So just be open to all the different avenues that there are out there, because there's a lot of different ways you can go. I didn't start out working in carpentry like this. I started out just being a sailor. I got my foot in the door with that, working on tall ships like Adventurous. I started out volunteering as a teenager, learned stuff bit by bit, and eventually I got a paying job doing that. I thought about exploring that avenue more at one point, but then I kind of got into carpentry, and here I am back on land again. But yeah, there's a lot of options out there. I mean, I think that it can be intimidating for anybody to go into a field where there aren't a lot of people that look like you, or maybe people don't expect you to be good at that skill because they haven't known anyone like you that did it. But I guess I'd just say, don't let that slow you down or discourage you. I mean, anywhere you work, and I think this is true of women and men, anywhere you work or any job you go into, you're going to have to go in, spend a little time proving yourself, make a reputation for yourself. You're going to have to confront people's assumptions about you, and you kind of got to just not let that slow you down or hold you back, but know what you want and go for it anyways. And I think once you get in and kind of establish yourself in a workplace, people will see you for who you are and come to respect your skill. Don't let it slow you down.
But yeah, I got started a while ago, not working for any of these big shops, but just working for independent shipwrights over here on projects. And then did a lot of other things, and then came back here, and me and Pete, who's in here, you'll see him, or he rented that other little wood building on the other side of here, which you'll see in a minute. And we just started working out of there, and within a year we were renting this one and this thing here, and got a lot of other people involved. So it's like a lot of independent shipwrights and metal workers and systems people all working together, but there's no like boss or anyone who's taking our money. We just get to do the work, which we have to buy, you know, a lot of thousands of dollars worth of stuff, but I'm very happy in this situation. But this is our shop if you want to see. Should we do a tour?
Does Jordan want to say anything?
Oh yeah, Jordan!
I don't know. I just kind of moved to town and wanted to work on boats a while ago. And I worked at the co-op, the Shipwrights Co-op, for a long time. And did like the Western Flyer project and a lot of fish boat stuff. And then I needed some new adventures, so Eric's been a friend for a long time and we kind of teamed up over here. Nothing too crazy. Yeah.
Did you go to boat school?
I did go to the boat school. Yeah.
Did you go?
There's Pete Stein.
Hi, Pam.
Pete can explain how they just had one little building
Aaron?
A year ago.
Yeah, we just had, there's a small timber frame building on the other side of this hangar that was the original Shipwrights Co-op building. Little shop, and then things kind of progressed and evolved into a bunch of tradespeople looking for places to work and shop space. And then I'm working on a big project in this building that was in SQUIM that we moved here. And so we were able to get our hands on this building and the big building and kind of make this large co-op facility here. So we have a metal shop in there where there's metal lathes, milling machines, bandsaws, various different. Dylan there is kind of our machinist fabricator, and then we have Joe Smith and Joe Kreka who do systems and engines, repowers, drive lines, and then we have a couple shipwrights in here and upholsterer. And then my customer, Leo, I don't know if any of you guys maybe are familiar with that project, the Tally Ho. It's a 48-foot wood gap cutter that we've been working on. So Leo rents our old shop. So we kind of all team up and work together to, you know, provide a full service facility. The cool thing about the yard here, in my opinion, is that we do so many trades here that are not just applicable to boats, and granted we're a boat yard, so we focus on marine trades, but the stuff that a lot of people are doing here is applicable to home carpentry and systems and tiny homes and RVs and all kinds of industrial applications. And so I specialize in woodwork, but some of you might find yourselves more interested in doing systems, which is electrical, refrigeration, and that goes into electric engines that a lot of boats are switching over to. It goes into solar power stuff, goes into, you know, more high efficiency stuff. And then there's like your traditional crafts like woodwork, metalwork. You know, Dylan's machines in there, they're 70 years old, and he's often doing a lot of one-off pieces. He's doing custom pieces for one particular boat, one particular part. But you learn how to run a metal lathe and you can get a job at a machine shop that makes aerospace parts. And then on top of that, we have, you know, all the electricians around here, fiberglassing, finish work, you know, tons and tons of stuff that crosses over a lot of different sectors in the labor force. So
if there's a whole nother maritime sector that we didn't get to talk about today, like all the biologists, all the sailing instructors, but we want to take care of our water, and then it will give us great jobs, great friendships, and a great place to live.
I'm Elliot. I think this experience of getting to see all this different jobs and different little industries down the boat haven here has more influenced me to look into a career in this sector of work. I think it was a great experience. Saw a lot of interesting people, saw a lot of interesting stuff. I'd say it was all around a really good time.
I'm Aiden, and I agree a lot with what Elliot just said. A lot of the things we saw were really cool, and there are a lot of very nice people here, and it was a really good experience.
I noticed that I saw a lot of really familiar faces, people that I know from around the community. I grew up in Port Townsend, and that means I've been around boats all my life, and I just thought it was really cool to kind of have that realization of just how many people I know, just how many families in town are really involved in the maritime industry. And I hope it's something that I can take part in sometime throughout my life, maybe not permanently or long term, but for a little while. I think it's an important thing to keep going throughout the community.
A big thank you to the Marina Cafe, Bertram, the boat lift operator, and his crew, Corey Rubin, Esther Whitmore, Pete Stein, Eric Falstrom, Jordan Bard, Dave Thompson, and all the shipwrights and apprentices at Boat Haven, especially to Kelly Watson and the students of the Port Townsend Maritime Academy. On behalf of my co-hosts, Aaron Berg and Pam Petronic, we'll see you next time on our working waterfront.